Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
To SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. Out of 65 different other show hosts. We are broadcasting live into 132 cities. If at any time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on YouTube, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, there's 13 to 15 articles there. You can go ahead and click on to any one that you so choose. I'm going to be posting what we're talking about today on the radio here right after the show is over, after this up-and-coming hour. That will be on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go to the right side, join us on YouTube, join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We are on the front page there. Click on to YouTube, join us on Top Chat. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Don't call in during the end of the hour, because I don't know why people wait that long, but that's your prerogative. But if I don't pick you up, it's because you called in too late. And please stick to the topic. If you would like to, go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. A lady during the break just asked a question. How come I never heard that Bill Gates' dad was the head of the Planned Parenthood organization? I don't know, because you haven't been paying attention. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, it's not hard to find. If people would, instead of taking things for face value and begin to pull the curtain back, you'd understand what's behind the curtain. I mean, just ask Toto. In The Wizard of Oz. Remember, Toto had enough common sense to pull the curtain back to see what was scaring everybody, what was controlling everybody with the use of fear? It was just a man. Folks, it was just a man, just for the record. But what we need to do is enforce God's law against the crimes of man. That's what we need to do. That's who his daddy was. I mean, it should come as no surprise as to where his ideals came from. The apple doesn't fall too far from Bill Gates' dad's tree, does it? He's the guy that said, Bill Gates is, the world has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. This is Bill Gates, right? Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. He is a sick-minded, distorted devil, is what he is. He said we could lower the world's population. He called it doing a good job. What's he talking about using? New vaccinations. I'm going to play the same piece that I just played during the last segment of last hour on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and listen carefully as to who this woman is. Her credentials are outstanding, which to me, it doesn't matter if she doesn't want to tell the truth, but apparently she does know how to tell the truth, so we should take heed. Listen to this. Go ahead, Judah.
Okay, my name is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of three New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell us what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called a transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G, this one has the usual non-human DNA. Like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever.
Incredible.
And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent, the dye is called luciferase. And under a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't. And the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots. And they, like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activities, sexual activities, drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode, and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom, because who gets the data? Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity, is extremely concerning. And everyone should be concerned, given that this is a virus from which 99.9% of people recover. So I would ask, why do we need anything like this? Because it goes far beyond those pandemics of old, smallpox and so on. This is very different. The plan here is to vaccinate the entire world.
That's
and
right.
The narrative that we're being sold is things will not go back to normal until everyone is vaccinated.
Okay, so with that said, I want to show you the power of special interest groups. Bill Gates said things are not going to go back to normal. Why is the President of the United States of America giving him a platform? Why is the President of the United States of America using our military, okay, to force a vaccine upon us? Who wears a mask? Folks, have you seen anybody in government, outside of the fact that they're sorry they got caught, like Nancy Pelosi or the interpreter in Michigan who said that she has to give the illusion of social distancing, or remember the governor in Pennsylvania and the state rep that were busted saying that this is political theater? No, folks, they only got caught and they're sorry they got caught. But the fact of the matter is they know what this is all about. It's a fraud. Okay? Just like Pelosi. Remember when she's walking through the salon? Remember she got busted without her mask on? And then what'd she do? She played the victim. Okay? What you need to understand, friends, is Donald Trump and this administration is enforcing special interest groups concerning the likes of a Bill Gates and an Anthony Fauci. He's the President of the United States of America. He can lawfully deal with them. Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. He's not. He's selling for them. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If I could just go ahead and point my finger to my Top Chat friends, don't get caught up into conversations outside of the one that we're having right now, because many of these are probably bought and paid for to allure you, to distract you from the content given to you today. And you need to pay attention to what's going on. And if you continuously see a reoccurrence of them that are distracting you from the message, please highlight them to us. We're not in the business of censoring, but when they're there to poison the well, we can deal with that too. So two different scenarios, but if that's the case with some of you out there, friends, just let us know, please, and we will do our best to deal with it. Warning given. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We just listened to a woman, and a licensed doctor giving information concerning as to what's going on here. I was just sharing with you during the end of the break that this administration is acting as the salesman for that of Bill Gates. Who's giving the directives, Donald Trump or Bill Gates? Bill Gates is. And it's interesting to know, friends, that when you look at said representatives throughout the United States of America, if they have a mask on, you can rest assured they are in cahoots with special interest groups pushing forth the agenda, because there's enough information to debunk this narrative 1,000 times over, just for the record. And also keep in mind, I'm telling the people right now that are listening to me, 94% of you already told me that you don't listen to the media, you don't trust the media, and Congress has an 11% approval rating. This is who's telling them that there's a virus. Okay. Again, just reiterating the point, nothing more, nothing less. Also wanted to get over to this, friends, in comparison to the Germans in the 1930s as to what you're seeing in America in 2020 and how they're acting out, it's very similar. The parallel is frightening in so many different ways as to how they are acting out. We know that in California they had a mayor who came out and basically, again, sold it to the people in Los Angeles County that there is Orange County in Los Angeles, that they're there to basically protect and make sure that everybody's safe. But they are also the ones that came in and they shut down an individual's electricity and his water. We're also noting what's happening across the boards in Michigan. Again, I'm just reminding those that haven't heard this before. The Michigan governor basically told businesses that if clients or customers don't comply with my unconstitutional edicts, listen carefully, it's for your safety. She told those businesses not to let them buy or sell. Read Revelation 13:10. She told them not to allow them to buy or sell. Wait a second, I thought this was about our good. Okay? Again, just so you can understand, this is all history that's being repeated today. Why? Because the American people haven't learned from history. George Bernard Shaw said this, "If history repeats itself and the unexpected always happens, how incapable must man be of learning from experience?" Totally. In America, and in America's pride, they're saying that that could never happen here. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's been happening here for a long time, even right after World War II. Operation Paperclip, Operation Mockingbird. Look what's rolling out here. September 11th, folks. The agencies that have been set up after September 11th, who are they attacking? Christians, constitutionalists, Americans, gun owners, pro-lifers. That's who's under attack here, friends. Okay? And that's all we had to do is listen to the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution. Who would know better as to how to deal with tyrants? Who would know better the characteristics of a tyrant than our forefathers? Nobody. James Madison told us that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let me ask you something. Is it a foreign enemy attacking you in America today? Nope. It's your said representatives acting in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution. You understand? And you're to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. I want to say this again. George Bernard Shaw said, if history repeats itself and the unexpected always happens, how incapable must man be of learning from experience? The only one that can be enslaved are the ignorant. Okay? Read Jeremiah 6:16. It tells us to go back to the old past, not to the new one. So let me bring this about, friends. What's the pill in all this jam? The same things that I've always said that it would be. They're too easily predictable. They're so easily predictable for us. I was raised in North Minneapolis, in the hood. Okay, you could spot a con a mile away. Why? Because there were so many of them working through the system, preying on the poor. Okay, and that's exactly where I was. I was a welfare kid. Okay. But it's interesting to note, friends, it's right in front of your face. It's not hard to detect. Again, they're too easily predictable. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about these con men. And yet, Scripture warns us once again. How many times has Jesus warned us? Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. They'll call themselves Christians, but I want you to judge them by what they do. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Okay? Ephesians 4:14 identifies exactly what we're dealing with today. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of their doctrine. Keep in mind, Jesus in Mark 8:15 warned us of the doctrine of corruption in government and the doctrine of corruption in the church. Mark 8:15, okay? That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the what? By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait. To what? To deceive. What's happening today, friends? Just exactly that. Where they lie in wait to deceive, and it's exactly what they're doing today. I want you to listen to this. This is from John Adams, and I'm going to get to some more audio for you. Now concerning the ingredients in vaccinations. But just hang on a second. This is the second president of the United States of America. Talking about going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Here we go. He said this in 1776, the second president of the United States of America. Government is instituted for the common good, for the protection, the safety, prosperity and happiness of the people. Didn't say anything about making the people a prey to the likes of a distorted human being by the name of Bill Gates or Donald Trump or Anthony Fauci. And the list goes on. Nope. It said government is instituted for the common good. Good according to the standard. Who's the standard? Jesus Christ, John 14:6. For the protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness of all people, and not for, why are they selling you this scam, friends? Why are they selling you this plandemic, this perpetuated fraud? Well, John Adams warned. He said government is not for profit, honor, or private interest of any man, family, or class of men. Someone's just highlighting a couple moments about the Freemasonry. Folks, I don't care what they're a part of. Their covenant of hell and their covenant of death is limited to what God allows it to be, okay? And we've been given power by God through the Holy Ghost to keep His commandments and bringing them to justice here on this earth, not after they destroy millions of lives. That's us. That's up to us, because justice guards our liberties, right? We're the law. We the people are the government in this country. But I want to go back to this. Government is not instituted for profit, honor, or private interest of any man, family, or class of men. Live your life where the enemy fears what you do rather than what they are doing. Rather than you worrying about what they are doing, as a matter of fact, if you go over to 2 Timothy 1:7, it will identify exactly what I'm talking about even now. We were not given a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Okay? But it goes on, John Adams did. Therefore, the people alone have an incontestable, unalienable, and indefeasible right to institute government. Sounds like the Declaration of Independence. Oh, wait a second. He was a signer, right? And to reform, alter, or totally change the same when their protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness require it. You know what they're trying to indoctrinate the people with on a global basis? If you dare stand up against the narrative that we're setting, then you're endangering the lives of others. Wait a second. Let's go back to Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the one that said he wanted to depopulate. He said if we do a good job, we'll do it through vaccinations. Okay? Also keep in mind, he's the one that leads the charge concerning that narrative when he said those that are promoting an anti-vaccine, he said they are the ones that are killing the children, yet he's the one that wants to depopulate the earth. He's also the one that is a child of the one that has been held and is liable and responsible for the murder of over 60 million babies alone in America. These are the ones that are accusing law abiders. See, this is the accuser of the brethren. That's what this is. I'm just getting something, and I want to make sure I got this exactly. Yep. Go to Revelation 12:10, friends, because the accuser of the brethren is exactly what Bill Gates is talking about. And did you catch, by the way, this first doctor talking about what they named the vaccination? Oh, my goodness. Folks, we are in it. What exciting times we live in. What opportunities we have to prove the God of Israel, friends. And that's exactly what the Sons of Liberty Radio is doing here today. Quick break, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In Nevada, the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit this week seeking images of the signatures of every registered voter in Democratic-leaning Clark County, a potential first step towards challenging individual votes on grounds that the signed ballots don't match the signatures on file. In Texas, Republican officeholders and candidates sued this week to have more than 100,000 votes invalidated. The GOP has asked a judge to declare illegal. And the United States passed 9 million COVID-19 cases on Friday. Nearly 230,000 Americans have died since the pandemic began. A fall surge in infections has the number of cases rising in all but three states. The governors of New York and New Jersey are asking residents to take the proper precautions, wearing masks, maintaining social distance, and avoiding unnecessary holiday travel. This is USA Radio News. As he has in other states recently, President Trump's re-election campaign slammed free speech stifling dictates in Minnesota that limited attendance at a Friday evening rally, billing the move as a partisan shot by the state's Democratic leadership. Meantime, Michigan and Minnesota's importance to Tuesday's election between Trump and Biden has overshadowed their role in deciding Senate control. Democrats need to gain 3 to 4 Senate seats for a majority. Sean Connery, the Scottish actor whose five-decade-long movie career was dominated by the role of James Bond, has died at the age of 90, according to the producers of the James Bond series. Connery, who was awarded a knighthood in 2000 for his contribution to the arts, played the British spy in 7 movies, beginning with Dr. No in 1962, the first of the Bond movies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Have my friend Cody from Illinois up on line with us right now. What's going on, brother?
Good afternoon, Bradley.
Good afternoon.
Well, I want to give some hope to people, and one of the solutions, in my mind, you know, a federal constitutional, there's no referendum procedure. It's hard to do any constitutional amendments on the federal level, but the state level, people can get out there. I think most states allow you to do a state referendum, get so many signatures, and get it on the ballot. Right now, Illinois has an income tax limitation that they are, I think, all the unions, state employee unions, and are all trying to get off the Constitution, which I think limits them to 4.9 or 5% maximum income tax, flat rate, or not flat rate, but, you know, even the wealthy and all pay the same bracket. They don't have to pay a higher tax bracket. Well, they're trying really hard to get rid of that right now. Well, we could go in there and say, you know, nobody can be forced for vaccine. It's all implied anyway, but we
can't make
it absolutely clear.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, Cody, is the fact of the matter. A lot of, ever since the beginning of this constitutional republic, the law has always stood there telling the government what they can and what they cannot do. It's interesting how we have to make some sort of amendment or some constitutional reformation to apply to that which is already lawful. And for example, when the government, big tech companies, the media, or businesses at large, or individuals at large, if they break the law needs be enforced. We don't need to do all this extra stuff when the law already tells us what is right and what is wrong, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. I don't understand why is it that, in just throwing this out there, why it is the American people need to go hire an attorney to enforce the laws that the said representatives are failing to enforce. And see, they've done it for so long and they've gotten away with it for so long that they just expect that the American people don't know the difference. Therefore, they're not going to enforce it. And they're just going to at length believe that the said representatives know better than we do because they're put into position or they're incumbent today. It's not true. So I hope that had everything to do with what you were just implying right now, Cody. I was just thinking of something in parallel as to what you're sharing with us right now.
Well, I agree. I mean, we shouldn't have to do it, but I think people have become, you know, they're ignorant, complacent, whatever, that you almost need to make it so clear, you know, it's unfortunate the Second Amendment, you know, it's clear, but they, you know, they put that part about the militia, you know, the way they worded it is leaving a little room to argue for people. And, you know,
but when you look at, you know, but even when you're saying that, Cody, even when you look at the forefathers, I do a whole show on this concerning what the forefathers say about the militia. It's crystal clear that the American people are the militia. We don't need the interpretation of some distorted individual that's appointed by distorted, representatives in our government, or so we thought. We don't need their interpretation. A little kid can understand, what the interpretation is. And furthermore, I understand shall not be infringed, period. I understand the Bill of Rights is given to us as thou shall not to those that serve we the people. But the way that they deceive the people is they put up a politician that the people will like, and they'll keep propagandizing the American people until they like that individual, like they're doing right now between Joe Biden, the bad guy, and Donald Trump, the good guy. And what they'll do is they'll get the people to adhere to him rather than the laws that may expose him along the way. And that's what we failed to do, is go back to constitutional law and biblical law to actually expose the crooked sticks that we now call politicians.
Yep. Did you see the video of Biden where he actually makes a gaffe and admits to a fraud with the election and with Obama's election? No. Did you see that video?
I seen your email, Cody, but I've not seen it yet. But here's another question I'd throw at you and the listeners. How many times do these politicians needed to be busted before the American people rise up and deal with them? Because it's over and over and over. They're desensitizing the people to accept this. And it's completely criminal. If we did what they do, we'd have been thrown in jail a long time ago. But the American people put up with it, and they act as if these tyrants, these criminals that we have been led to believe are representing we the people, which is the furthest thing from the truth. Well, people need to understand that sooner or later that is going to come to our front door, and that's exactly what we're talking about right now, Cody.
Yeah, they're warring against the people. I think for another video of Al Green, I guess.
Yes, you did. I just seen it. Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah, anyway, it's unbelievable. Lady says, stop selling us out to China. And he actually comes up and says to her, there's nothing you can do about it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, they're warring against the people. So we're going to, unfortunately, apparently, we may have to step up and.
That shouldn't be, you know what, Cody? The fact of the matter is we shouldn't have to be afraid of that, because good government loves exactly what you're implying right now. Good government needs our help. Okay? And good government doesn't put up with crimes of anyone, because this law, this constitutional law that we're talking about even now, applies to the President of the United States. It applies to the three branches of government. It applies to the Supreme Court. Nobody's above the law in this country, and if they violate it, they are to be held accountable. But what we see is we see this alliance of corruption in the United States of America that act out in such a manner that they feel that they're above the law that everybody else has to basically comply to. And that's just not the case here. That's not the case.
So, there's Luciferians that are, you know, involved, and there's people that don't believe in the afterlife, so they think they got to get everything they can get, and, you know, doesn't matter what they do while they're here. And people don't want to believe, you know.
Yeah.
It's a religious show. People don't want to believe it, but I mean, the Bible spells it out, and that's what's going on. So.
Amen. Well, thank you for your call. I'm going to play some. Yep, thank you, Cody. Well, you know, the sad fact of the matter is, for these people that say they don't believe, it doesn't matter if you believe or not. Stand in front of a truck and tell me what happens. It doesn't matter if you believe or not. You're going to get hit by that truck. You know, the Bible's clear when it says that life is but a vapor. The Bible's also clear that we're not promised tomorrow. Bible's also clear that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. The Bible's also very clear in this life that we're going to have to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought. I don't care what you say you believe. The fact of the matter is, what I know I believe is that you're going to bow and you're going to confess before Jesus Christ that He is the Lord, like it or not, and that applies to everybody on this globe. Okay? That's why my message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? There is the mercy of God. That's the mercy of God right there. There's the message. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5. Doesn't matter what you believe. Bible's also clear when it says that no man is able to keep his own soul alive. Everybody, hey folks, 10 out of 10 people are going to die. Everybody's going to face the judge. The difference is who has Christ and who doesn't. That's your call, not mine. Read Acts 20, verse 21. I'm going to get back over to some audio here. And by the way, great point, Cody. It was a great segue right back into what we're talking about here. We're comparing Germany the 1930s in parallel to America in 2020. You just heard Cody say it's our politicians that are attacking us. Yes, with the help and the aid of mainstream media and big tech companies. Okay? Of course they are. They've been the ones attacking us for a long, 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 long time. And how do they do that? Once they violate the law, they're attacking the American people. They're jeopardizing your blood-bought freedoms. And I'm here to tell you, friends, I am not going to roll over in the face of what people tolerate in this country. I come from a military family. And every time I go to Arlington Cemetery, I'm reminded of those that sacrificed themselves to give me the freedoms that I have today. And those representatives that have been privileged and honored to serve we the people do not have a right to trample underfoot the blood that bought my freedoms. And nor am I going to allow it. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15. Period. Period. I want to play some more audio for you. This is a registered nurse telling you the ingredients in these vaccinations as she's confronting city council in her prospective city. Listen to this, friends.
It's to know that more than 23 vaccines contain cells, cellular debris, protein, and DNA from aborted babies. Someone who chooses to vaccinate might say, but they only use cell lines from two aborted babies in the vaccines. Many more babies were aborted and dissected in the process of obtaining the perfect strain. In fact, aborted babies are being used every day to create new cell lines for more vaccines. So who are these babies who never received a name and are only known by a scientific reference? PERC6 came from a healthy 18-week-old baby. This strain is being used to develop adenovirus, Ebola, influenza, malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV vaccines. Developers call it a human designer cell, but what they really mean is aborted baby cells. The HEK293 cell line is derived from the kidneys of a healthy aborted fetus and is being used to develop new influenza vaccines. IMR90 cell line, the 16-week-old female aborted baby, and IMR91 came from a male aborted baby. Both were created for vaccine production and functional references. WI38, a 16-week-old female baby who was aborted in Sweden because the parents felt they had too many children. The baby was packed on ice and sent to the United States where it was dissected. The use of WI38 cells is a lucrative, money-making business. WI1 through WI25 cell strains were derived from the lung, skin, muscle, kidney, heart, thyroid, thymus, and liver of 21 separate elective abortions. WI44 was derived from the lung of a 3-month-old surgically aborted fetus. MCR5 cell line was derived from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old male. 80 elective abortions were involved in the research and final production of the current rubella vaccine. 21 from the original WI1 through WI26 fetal cell lines that failed, plus WI38 itself, and 67 from the attempts to isolate the rubella virus. Despite what you've been told, aborted body parts are in your vaccinations, and it says so right in the package inserts. You might ask what the human safety studies on the effects of aborted fetal DNA cells and proteins in the vaccines are. The answer is zero. But there is research that shows that the mixing of DNA is a huge no-no. What are we doing? There is no religious justification that makes it even remotely okay to play operation with an aborted baby, let alone inject our children with foreign DNA.
So you're getting the point, friends. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play a deposition of a doctor when... Under that deposition oath,
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to play some more audio for you. This is Dr. Stanley Plotkin. Is that right, Judah? Plotkin. We're talking through glass right now. My son is Judah. He's doing the production on the show. By the way, thank you to Judah and thank you to GCN for doing an awesome job on the back end of sonsoflibertyradio.com. With that said, friends, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Germany 1930 in parallel to America 2020. The politicians brought the Nazis to war. What's the parallel? Well, it's exactly what you're seeing today. They are attacking you. Folks, this is a push for war, and it's unlawful, let me tell you. And you can say what you will, but I can back it up with law, and I can back it up with history as well. I want you to listen to Dr. Stanley Plotkin during a deposition under oath asked about ingredients inside of vaccinations. Okay. I also want you to understand we've been talking about Bill Gates a lot today, too. Keep in mind, Bill Gates, right? This is the guy that wants to depopulate the world, suddenly wants to save everybody with his vaccinations. Okay. And Donald Trump is the poster boy and salesman for Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci's organization, that of Melinda Gates as well. And for you to deny that is it's impossible to do it. And he's not denying it. He's doing it in front of your face. So again, the same guy who says that we need to depopulate suddenly wants to save everyone with his vaccinations. I want you to listen carefully as to what in part may be in this vaccination. As we heard during the first audio, friends, it's much worse than the one that you're about to hear. And just when you think it couldn't get any worse, always keep in mind these people operate in the unthinkable, and that's how they get away with what they do, because you are under the delusion that they're just like you, when in fact, they're not like you, friends. Listen to Dr. Stanley Plotkin during his deposition. Listen carefully.
Oh, yes, influenza. Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs?
Yes.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Oh, yes.
And what is human albumin?
Human albumin is part of the human serum. It's part of the blood that is liquid.
That could be problematic, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the individual is not healthy.
Or if maybe some of the human blood components bind to some of the aluminum and develop antibodies, self-antibodies, correct?
If they develop antibodies against a serum component, that would not be good.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain MRC5 human diploid cells?
Yes. Rubella, varicella, hepatitis A.
What are MRC5 cells?
They are human fibroblast cell strain. They were created by taking fetal tissue and from a particular fetus that was aborted by maternal choice, and the cells, the so-called fibroblast cells, were cultivated.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Well, they used to, but I don't think anything is made in those cells anymore.
If you could turn to page 3 for MMR and MMRV, do you see that within the ingredient list that lists WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Yes, I do see that.
Isn't it true that human DNA in vaccines is typically purposely fragmented?
Yes, and I would say mostly for theoretical reasons, doesn't want to put DNA into intact DNA into vaccines.
These fetuses were all 3 months or older when aborted, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What organs did you harvest from these fetuses?
Well, I didn't personally harvest any, but a whole range of tissues were harvested by co-workers.
Okay. And these pieces were then cut up into little pieces, right?
Yes.
And they were cultured?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the pieces of the fetuses were pituitary gland, that were chopped up into pieces. Okay, included the lung of the fetuses?
Yes.
Okay, included skin?
Yes.
Kidney?
Yes.
Spleen?
Yes.
Heart?
Yes.
And tongue?
I don't recall, but probably yes.
Are you aware that one of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines, and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines?
Yeah, I'm aware of those objections.
Okay. Are you an atheist?
Yes.
When you were
Psalm 14:1,
what vaccines did you receive?
Diphtheria.
No.
In childhood, I think it was probably only diphtheria.
Only diphtheria.
Only diphtheria.
Okay, so you just heard that, friends. Can you make this up? Who would act out in such a fashion but an atheist? What is an atheist? An atheist is a useful idiot who is creating a god to suit his own sin in his own lifestyle because he doesn't want to give an account before God. That ain't going to fly for anybody. Psalm 14:1 is clear. The fool has said in his heart there is no God. Okay? Common sense says there's God. We have a creator. Because we are his creation. A house has a builder. A painting has a painter. The list goes on. Common sense comes into play. It's interesting that when you look at a pregnant woman, how that just flies in the face of what these people declare they believe. They blew in just from out of nowhere? Really? Okay, I'm not going down that road, but I'm trying to make the point. Nobody would do the things that an atheist would do. And you just heard it. Someone just said on Top Chat right now, people don't want to pay attention to the Bible right now. Well, let me tell you something. That's exactly why we're in trouble. That's the history of mankind before they're destroyed. Remember John Adams said, he said, decadence follows luxury. Yep. Because before they had luxury, they actually served God, but they forgot him in their prosperity and that to their own demise. That's why we're in trouble, is we've forgotten God. But we're going to meet him now, as it tells us in the book of Amos, prepare to meet your God. Why? Because you've forgotten your God. That is the cycle of man. They forget God, they give themselves to a man, a dictator wannabe, and then what happens? They're destroyed. What is their posterity if they're left to survive the judgment that God brings? Which obviously there is a posterity that's left. There is a remnant that's left. And I'm not getting into remnant right now, but I am talking about we are here today because God left a remnant. Right? What's the lesson? Don't forget God. The Lord said in Deuteronomy 4 that if you keep my judgments and my statutes and my laws, he said, you'll live a long life. And this is going to be your wisdom in the face of the nations, Deuteronomy 4:6. What have we forgotten? Everybody's adhering to everything but God. And what did he promise? The nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. And look at the man. Look at the men that are being used to take control over you. The same type of people of those that we see in parallel, very similar to that of the 1930s. A bunch of effeminate, masculine, twisted, distorted, wealthy, corrupt men. It's exactly what you're being subjected to today. Why? Because you haven't held on to principles in these ever-changing times. The Bible tells us that we're not to be given to those that are given to change. Matter of fact, it tells us just the exact opposite in Jeremiah 6:16 that we're supposed to go back to the old paths. We're supposed to go back to the old paths. Because if we held to our God, friends, we wouldn't be in trouble today. The only people that would be in trouble today are those that the people on a global scale are now afraid of. And I want to set this straight too. I know that there's a lot of fools out there, biblically illiterate, that are talking about how 300 men rule the world. No, they don't. You know nothing of Scripture. No, they don't. They're being used to God by God to first chastise, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter, Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 to the end of the chapter. You'll see that they were always used to bring about chastisements. If you don't want to listen to his chastisements, you're going to fall to judgment. America is under judgment today. And it's interesting how Scripture is clear when it tells us in the book of Amos, those that basically throw off judgment in dealing with corruption, you bring nigh unto yourself violence. They're talking about bringing vaccinations to your front door, not just one, but two. And look at the men that are being used to do it. We've passed chastisements. We are under the judgments today. My message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and seek his face. He promises that you'll be found. I'm not using consequence, by the way, the fear of man, to drive you to the cross. I'm telling you that you've broken God's moral law into 1,000 pieces, Exodus 20, and I'm using his law, Galatians 3:24, to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ and be subjected to his will as you're born again by the Holy Ghost, John 3:3. Talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extender.